Have you ever watched an apocalyptic sci-fi movie and wondered, could any of this really happen? I'm Carrie Bechet, and on Hypothetical, we explore what-if questions two ways, through speculative science fiction and through insight from the world's most brilliant scientists. And spoiler alert, your favorite sci-fi movies aren't nearly as far-fetched as you may think. Time travel with me into our possible futures on Hypothetical. New episodes every Tuesday, available on all podcast apps. That's Hypothetical, H-Y-P-E-R-T-H-E-T-I-C-A-L.
This episode of the IGN UK podcast is sponsored by Xbox One X, the world's most powerful console.
Do you say Primark or do you say Primark?
It's Primark, quite clearly.
Simon Cardi says it's Primark.
Primark, I'm an advocate of Primark.
Rory Powers
says...
Which one do you say?
Primark.
Primark. Primark. My name's Gavin Murphy and I'm going to bring the hammer down. It's Primark.
Hey!
Please don't at us. Dale's please. Not having it in the gallery.
He's kicking off.
So technically nonsense, it's too old.
Because he's head to toe in Primark clothes right now. From his snap back to his just mesh shoes.
I didn't realize this was going to divide us. Like, yeah, well, no, we're a podcast divided.
Who knew this would be the thing?
Yeah. Well... what do you say, Primark or Primark? And do you have a reason for it? IGN underscore UK feedback.
A reason for it.
but we're not here to talk about cheap clothes, guys. We've seen a lot and we've done a lot this week. We all went on a little outing to see Justice League.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty guff, isn't it?
And it was just something, all right? It was...
Yeah. It's a film. I'll give it that.
I feel like a lot of people are saying like, oh, it's, you know... Offensively, I don't think it's offensive.
No, it's not offensive. It's just
it's
terrible.
It's just guff. Yeah, like it's just.
I think I'm a bit more forgiving than you guys. Yeah. I there were parts where I was entertained. I thought it was dumb, but there's some good bits.
It's just a bit of a mess.
You have a kind of human nature than us, though. I think you're more forgiving of mistakes.
You've got a kind of face, but you've got a kind of soul.
Can I have your face?
You put those together.
Give me your face.
Can I have your soul?
Unstoppable.
I know, I messaged my friend because he heard...
I need a soul, any soul.
He heard I went to see Justice League. And he was like, I was like, oh, is it as bad as everyone says it is? And I was like, it's not that bad. And he's like, oh, if you're saying that, that means it's awful.
Really?
Yeah, he's like, you're too nice to be mean to any movie. So he's like,
to be fair, it does shock me when you don't like a film. But also,
Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
Yeah, there's always films that I think that you're going to like.
Good film.
Like, Guardians of the Galaxy 2, I thought, how is he going to love this? And you didn't like it.
No.
And I was
it better than Justice League?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
You're not mad.
No, I'm not crazy. Good soul. Same mind.
Obviously, we're not going to talk spoilers or anything like that. But what I will say is we went to see it. I guess it was a press screening, and they'd also given away a lot of tickets, obviously, as like competitions. And there seemed like there was a lot of mega fans there. And the film ended, and a lot of people applauded. Like, yeah. I feel like really, really hardcore Justice League fans maybe going to be into it.
Yeah, it's the same.
There was literally applause twice in the screening.
Yeah, but they were all dressed as Batman.
A lot of them were dressed as Batman,
I know what you mean, yeah. But like, there's a couple moments where they do really heavy fan service, and that got a couple of applauds.
So the things that I liked, I Joe really doesn't like this, and he thinks he's terrible, but I actually really like Ben Affleck's Bruce Wayne.
I don't know, I think he's just a mopey bastard.
He's a bit mopey.
I do. I like him.
Why do you like him?
I don't get any sense.
I like Ben Affleck in general.
Well, they talk about his past as Batman, but I don't get any sense from that he's ever wanted to help anyone in his life.
He's just miserable.
Yeah.
I think Wonder Woman was the best.
Wonder Woman. I was actually surprised. I quite liked Aquaman.
Yeah, he's all right.
I like the bits where he's in the fishing village. Like, that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Every time the Flash opened his mouth, I wanted to punch him.
Oh, for God's sake, But then we spoke to a friend of ours at GameSpot, Lucy James, was at the screening. We went to the pub afterwards, and she said that Ezra Miller was her favourite thing in it.
Yeah.
So
opinions, isn't it?
Different strokes for different folks.
Yeah. Exactly.
That's what they say, boys.
Yeah.
Personally, I'll never watch that film again.
No.
Ever.
No.
But I think if you are if DC is your thing, you don't get on with Marvel and DC is your thing, you should go see this in the cinema. This is your best shot at a decent Marvel superhero movie. Because there's enough bits in it that you'll enjoy, I think, to override.
Yeah, and it's only two hours long as well. So don't
I'll give it. It's better than Batman vs Superman. It's better than Suicide Squad. Yeah. But is that saying much?
I saw it more sober though. And to be fair, for an hour, me and Joe took cans of Red Stripe in because we were trying to get thrown out of the cinema. And we did an hour. I did an hour and a quarter when I still had beers. And then I ran out of beers after an hour and a quarter, and my interest in the film went down.
That's a good thing. It's only 2 hours. It doesn't drag it out. I'll give it that. It has a pace.
No. So you were entertained when you were sipping beer, yes. And then as soon as you had nothing left to sip, you're just like getting fidgety, get the itches.
I'm just looking at the empty can. Like a couple of times, I even did like, you know when you know there's nothing in it, but you just go, oh, maybe I missed a bit.
I'll just give it a sniff. That'll do.
He's ripped it inside. He's licking the can of Red Stripe.
I've cut my tongue on a Red Stripe can again.
It was really funny as well because earlier in the day I'd met a friend for lunch and we had a couple of beers. So I was kind of, you know, when you have a taste for it.
Happy.
Yeah. So but then like you're kind of into it. Nobody else really was. And like you had to edit a podcast afterwards as well. So you had stuff to do. You wanted to go for dinner. And this thing where there's a pub called the Imperial around the corner from the cinema that we always go to after screenings because a lot of people sort of camp out to there and then. It's cool because you can talk with people you know, and also a lot of people you don't know will be at the pub.
Yeah,
and I've just seen that film as well, and I've made friends just from going to this pub. Like, friends I only see in that pub as well.
You have a lot of pubs like that, then. Don't you?
The barman, he's great. Bar staff,
Lucinda on the back, she's gonna do you a toasty on the Breville.
Good bunch, eh? Don't see much out of these.
You were telling me a very interesting story about a Breville pie maker.
I did, yeah, but anyway, before that, come on, Cardi, let's keep this on track, Justice League. But it was really funny because when we walked up to, it was four of us drinking, we walked up to the bar and Krupa was like, oh, well, we'll probably just have one drink and then go for dinner.
We stayed there.
But I went up and I was like, oh, can I get 4 pints? And Krupa was like, oh, no, come on, let's we'll split the round because it's not fair because we're probably not going to have four drinks here. And I was like, no, I don't mind. In my head, I was like, we fucking are having four drinks here. What do we do? Yeah, four drinks there.
Once you sit down, you're not moving, are you, until they tell you?
I did say they did do food there, but you weren't interested.
No, I wasn't. I mean, you make it sound like I was dying for food. I was fine.
The cheese toasty.
I'll give it the popcorn they provided at the Justice League. It was very good. Aquaman popcorn.
It was better than, so I, again, like your beer, I got a taste for the popcorn with the little bag that they give you for free. So me and Dale were like, I gotta go get a whole thing of this now. Like,
did
I
you?
So I went and got like one of the big ones.
I thought you meant you went to the other freebies.
I didn't go bring everyone else's seats. I am the knight. Just running around grabbing everyone's popcorn bags. No, I went and grabbed one of the large ones from the cinema, the Odeon. It was. I asked for sweet and salty mixed together because I'm mad like that. And it wasn't that great. It was just all salt.
So Justice League. Exactly. Not that great.
Yeah.
That's Justice League. There's a couple of funny bits in it. I
hope you enjoy it.
Yeah. But honestly, like, you know, I really am interested to see what people like listen to this podcast do think of it. So if you go see it, if you like it or didn't like it, whatever reason.
And I'll say this now, if there is a standalone cyborg film, I will eat.
But let
a
us
cyborg
let,
human.
Let us know. IGN_UKfeedback@IGN.com. Last weekend I blitzed through the Battlefront 2 campaign. And it's good, obviously.
How much did it cost you, Gav? Huh? How much moolah did it take you to get through that? Huh?
It was so funny.
Like, let's just get to the heart of the issue here, boys.
Microtransactions
in gaming.
Don't say the word. I do not want to hear the word again.
We're probably not. I mean, if you want that kind of chat, I'm sure there's other podcasts that discuss it. I'm not going to say better, because if we decided to talk about microtransactions and loot boxes, we would be the best.
We get to the point.
But yeah. We're not going to do that. No. It's boring.
No.
So. I think so as well, yeah. It's a bit dull.
It was funny when we were looking for feedback today. It was just like, any feedback? Yeah, loads. Any feedbacks not about microtransactions? Less so. but yeah, like I blitzed the Battlefront 2 campaign. Like we should say, obviously, like Mitch Dyer, who we used to work with, wrote it. So I'm not, I guess maybe I'm biased a little bit, but I would...
I feel like if I didn't like it
or if I wasn't having a good time, I would let him know more than I would usually. But I thought it was brilliant. Like, it's kind of...
Saying that, it's the greatest piece of video game writing ever.
Mitch has outdone himself.
Mitch has outdone himself. He's only ever written this one thing. Outdone himself. But it's
in the campaign, in the, I think, affordable loot box system they have provided.
And I'd like to say, praise Mitch.
You put on a Battlefront Scooby-Doo hat, like a screw jacket.
But yeah, I had a really good time. Like some bits are kind of unfulfilling in the sense of like, you have to get the most out of it. You kind of have to know a little bit about the other canon books and things like that, because a lot of it kind of feed into things that you've read and missions that they've gone on in the books, and you're doing parts of those missions. So it is a bit unfulfilling sometimes where you only do a part of it. Like there's this one mission, it's not a spoiler, but this is one mission basically where you're trying, you've heard about there's something really shit going down on Kashyyyk, and you want to,
Anytime you see that place, it's under attack.
Yeah, so you're basically at the beginning of getting some intel to sort out the mess on Kashyyyk, and you never get to see that mission through. You get the intel.
You did tell me that like 60% of the campaign is just getting intel and blueprints and research.
And that's the thing. And you feed the intel and research off to other people, and then presumably they go off and do all the other stuff.
Yeah.
But a lot of the time it's just like, oh, I'm into this mission. I kind of want to see it through right to the end. But then that would be quite long.
But I mean, that's the conclusion.
Yeah.
Is it a hard? Would you say the campaign's hard? Oh. Did you play it on normal or?
I saw Dale
struggling. I tried to play it on easy, to be honest.
Yeah.
I just want to see the world.
I feel like you could do that. It's challenging in bits. There's like a mad difficulty spike on one particular level, but I feel like that's just poor design on that level, because it kind of like bottlenecks all these different people into one area. And I saw Dale try and do it one way a couple of times, and I said, well, this is the way I did it. And then actually he found a completely other way of doing it as well, where you didn't even have to take on the ATST. So
there's an ATST in
beep that, Dale. Jesus Christ.
But there's a level in it early on that's one of my favorite levels of the year, of any game of the year, I think. It's this level on Vardos.
I've only played the first three chapters. So right, exactly. I don't think I've got there yet.
There's a level
you
on.
You go to Vardos.
There's a level on Vardos where there's like an electrical storm happening.
Oh, that sounds cool.
It's just stunning.
There's a weather storm. Weather storm.
Spoiler face.
Did
spoiler.
You say weather or electrical?
Electrical.
I said weather. I'm the moron on this time.
No. What? Electrical storm is weather.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, good.
Yeah. You mean lightning? Yeah. You got lightning and thunder? Weather storm.
Weather storm. The worst kind of storm.
Well, no, shit storm.
That's true. Yeah. There you go. Then
storm trooper.
What?
Move on.
We said there's other podcasts where you can get like information and stuff. There's lots of them on IGN, so check them out.
But to be fair,
it's fan service-y. Dale thinks it goes a little bit too far. I actually felt like it was. Dale was like grumpy about some. I think he thinks like the people who do the voices are a little bit too shit. Whereas I actually didn't mind the guy. I like the guy.
From what I've heard, the sound
point. The guy who does Lando, like Dale wasn't particularly into, but I kind of like his voice. Wow. But I also, that's my favorite mission as well, the Lando one.
And see, some people saying you can do it in 4 hours. That seemed mad to me. It's not that short, is it?
I think I did it in like 6 or 7 hours.
Yeah, I would say it's more like that.
That's a fine timeline. I find that like actually quite
especially
appealing.
If you have to play 600 hours of multiplayer to play as Darth Vader.
our review said they did the single player campaign in 4 hours, but he must have been just wanting to blitz that, because I feel like you're not seeing anything if you're just blitzing in 4 hours.
Well, especially like that's a game where there's going to be details on the map
loads.
And like loads of hidden bits.
Yeah.
If you're not like taking the time to look around and explore, you're probably going to not enjoy
it. I've got loads of screenshots that I took of just like propaganda posters and stuff that I was finding everywhere. Like it was really cool.
I spent a good hour on Endor trying to find an Ewok. Couldn't find one.
Yeah, what? On Endor?
Yeah. That does feel weird.
That's where you find them as well.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh. The forest moon, not Endor itself. Cardi, you idiot.
You fucking.
You know what? Unplug his XLR. You just lost mic privileges.
Watch it.
All right, what else are we doing? Oh, so this is an amazing thing. So Joe and I kind of got into, like, Joe sent me a trailer for this thing months ago now. You just look at him like you're going to kill
him. He's still really pissed off. It's not the Endor thing.
Stop staring. Trying to correct me on Star Wars.
Stop.
I mean, what's going on?
Staring down powers. What am I talking about? Oh, yeah. So Joe sent me this trailer for...
It's not a kind face anymore, is it? Jesus Christ.
Well, your soul's darkened. So.
It's a game called Drop Mix. Now, what Drop Mix is, it's the people who did Rock Band, Harmonix. They basically came out with this new card game, which uses real music from the real world, songs that you and I know and love.
The real world.
And it's like this weird magic box thing, which you kind of lay down cards and the box knows what...
It has, they have like, yeah, and it's NFC.
Yeah, like in
the chips in the cards.
They've basically made this card game, which you use the box and use mixes and you create mixes, but around this card game. So like you can do a mix with like the strings from Call Me Maybe by Carly Rae Jepsen.
And the drums from It's Tricky.
Yeah, and like...
And then ruin it all by putting Chandelier by Sia on it.
So it's like, you have four decks, pop, rock, electro, and hip-hop. And there's a lot of devices card game anyway that makes you make these mixes, plus also scoring points because you have to have... it's got like an iPad or iPhone version thing of it. I'm not explaining this very well.
Yeah, so like it's an app. You download an app, the drop mix
it's
app.
It's effectively a board game, but... You do it half on an iPad, and it's like Uno cross with Guitar Hero is kind of a good sort of little way.
Yeah, like playing, you like play down cards to score points, but as you play down the cards, it adds the instruments from the song on the card into the mix.
And you just feel really powerful by putting down a little blue card.
Yeah. It is really cool,
and you end up making these like mad mixes
that sound really good as well. Yeah, because you can change like. The tempo and the pitch and everything. Because obviously all the songs have been tweaked to a certain degree so that they match each other.
Yeah.
It's not like they've just found a bunch of pop songs in the exact same key and tempo.
Yeah.
It mixes really well. But it's cool because we've seen, like, I don't know, did you guys ever use the AR cards when you had the 3DS?
Oh, yeah.
I did with the Vita, yeah.
Yeah, it's a similar thing. You put them on the table and use a camera to, like,
that was
like
good, 3D though. Holograms. Yeah.
It's little cool things like that. And I feel like this is... just another step further using like technology and cards, which I'm super excited about. Because think about it, guys. Like
Hearthstone.
Like Magic the Gathering, Hearthstone.
Oh, yeah.
Yu-Gi-Oh! The Yu-Gi-Oh! Possibilities.
Real Beyblades with holograms.
Beyblades.
We've been looking for Beyblades for weeks.
We've been eBay hunting for Beyblades.
We can't find
so. If you have any Beyblades you don't use in your house, send
weirdly,
them
weirdly, the Beyblade thing is connected to this because we have a friend at Hasbro and they're the ones releasing Dropmix. So I emailed our friend at Hasbro and be like, hey, can we get some Beyblades? And he was like, oh, I'll see what I can do. And I was like, oh, well, I've got you. Can you get Dropmix? She was like, yeah, I can get you Dropmix. You can get Dropmix, but you can't get us Beyblades.
The funny thing is one of the back and forths was, oh, can you send us an example of like how you would use the Beyblades in coverage? And we sent them a tweet of Cardi throwing a fidget spinner in slow motion and me catching it and still spinning as if that's like what are you gonna do with the baby
luckily I said that after we got drop mix in the office so.
Think what we could do with it
yeah
no, you're not getting Beyblades absolutely not
cancel Beyblades order but yeah it's this weird magic thing where I don't understand how it works really and as you said, it makes you feel really powerful just putting down a card.
Yeah.
But there's this weird thing where I don't think the mix of cards that we've got is big enough. I'm kind of already...
Yeah,
you're hearing the same songs and the same melodies.
And also, like, it's just Sia Chandelier is in it. And that's one of the only lyrics ones we've got.
Yeah.
That's one of the only lyrics ones we've got. So I hear that fucking song all the time and it doesn't mix well.
That's the annoying thing. So we've got the bass pack.
Yeah.
And it has maybe the drums and the guitar from one song. And then in a boost pack, it'll have the vocals and the bass. And it's just like, why can't you just put the whole song in one
pack? I do kind of like that idea, though, of like buying packs and opening cards and seeing
what you
like.
I think it's tricking
you
into thinking there's lots of songs, whereas there's maybe about 15 songs.
No, there's more than 15 songs.
Let's count them.
We'll do that off podcast, but that's the thing.
It is really fun though,
but it is quite expensive. Like that's the thing though. We're already looking at the other cards you can buy, and we're like, oh, I want to get that. I want to get that. But then you have it's really hard to buy them, right? So you have to do like there's like blind packs that you have to buy.
You get so it's like £5 for a pack of six random cards. You don't know what you're going to get, so you could end up with loads of duplicate parts of something.
Yeah,
I think I don't want to get that wrong, but I think that's how it works.
Yeah. I don't want to get duplicates of Sia Chandelier.
Found a card.
Like, that sounds kind of expensive, but when you take into consideration like regular cards, Pokemon cards or magic cards, that's a couple pounds for a pack of just card, not with NFC chips inside them that link to an app on an iPhone.
It's like if there's four parts for a song, you're paying £4 a song.
Do you need every part though? Who
I
needs
do.
The drums to
Some
Chandelier?
Of us like whole songs.
But
just play the song then. You're missing the point of
I
drop
do.
This runs all of the same song. Put all the cards down. He's like, this is it.
This is the life.
He's got it in the gym.
My favorite game, Spotify. It's good.
It's a banger.
Pick a song, pass it on.
But the thing is, though, I the amount of money that I spent on, no, I didn't do Rock Band, I did Guitar Hero, but amount of money I spent on getting songs, and I didn't think twice about that. And I kind of feel like this, like, if they marketed it in a way where it was just like, here's a Carly Rae Jepsen pack where you're going to get two full Carly Rae Jepsen songs, absolutely fine.
I don't know if I could name a second.
Oh, that's a good point.
Call Me Maybe.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's
and
the one, isn't
that
it?
That other one with Owl City.
To be fair,
Good Time or some like, shit. What's it called? Party Time?
To be fair, if you've made Call Me Maybe, take the rest of your life off.
Yeah,
because that is one of the best songs ever made. So. What a song that
is. It's kind of tough because you need the game to take off so that they're like you can get these packs in corner stores. That's dream is that you can go to like a toy shop and they're selling them there.
Yeah.
But without that, you know, you're not going to be able to get them worldwide and then the game might not take off as
much. And where else can you mix Carly Rae Jepsen with Down With The Sickness by Disturbed?
Yeah.
Enough of that.
But it is really good. And you're right. I hope it takes off so we can get some more Carly Rae Jepsen.
Yeah.
Or just the other bits for me, maybe. That's fine. Powers.
Oh, yeah. Do you ever wonder what the M on Mario's hat stands for?
Mushroom.
No, it turns out it could be movie.
Shut up.
Are you off?
So, there's news breaking, guys. Yeah. News on the horizon that possibly that there will be an animated Mario movie in the works.
Sweet.
With Nintendo involved. Shigsy himself has been
he's
in meetings. I don't think he's writing it.
It's with the Minions gang, isn't
it? It's with the Illumination, I think is them, who are under Universal.
Right. French animation company.
So they're working with them to possibly develop.
Yeah, what I know.
I know.
That means Rabbids will be in there, won't it? Be Mario and Rabbids film, won't it?
Oh, I don't know about that.
I would. I think it will be.
But it's still early talks. It sounds like it could be moving ahead because obviously that production company is under Universal and Universal are already the ones making Nintendo Land.
Right.
So they're making theme parks with them already. And I think people at Nintendo are eager to get back into the movie biz. So I just wanted to have a little discussion. What
have happened to that Zelda Netflix? Is that happening or is that just rumors?
I think that was talks, but nothing's really come of it.
I think a lot of people are fixated on the fact that they hate Minions and it's the Minion studio doing it. But then the first, I haven't seen Despicable Me 3, so I can't comment on it. But the first two Despicable Me's are good.
They're good. They're good movies.
I thought the first one was really, really good.
Yeah. And I think like maybe the sequels and Minions as a spinoff, they probably got a bit more relaxed towards like the script writing process. So like just stick a bunch of freaking Minions in it. The kids will like spend all their money on it. Whereas like I think they'll be probably pretty, it's going to be a pretty tight ship with a Mario movie.
But how would Mario speak?
This is a thing. I don't know. Do you think he will speak?
It'd be weird.
Well, we got a bit of it in Odyssey. He has like a couple like throwaway lines and stuff.
It's kind of noises.
What did you guys think of? Do you see the live action Mario from
The Hoskins?
Yeah.
When I was a kid, I loved about it.
That's the same thing. I loved it as well.
It's the thing when you're older and you realize it's guff.
It's so terrible. Mad, yeah. I wonder, like, if maybe the Mario movie with this company will be the same thing. Maybe it'll get bad.
Gross.
Maybe it'll get bad reviews, but all the kids will absolutely love it.
I think they know what they're doing there if they are doing it.
Who, kids? Kids don't know. Kids are stupid.
Illumination are good.
What else have Illumination made?
Did they make Sing?
They made Life of Pets.
I might have made that up.
Oh, The Secret Life of Pets. That's guff, that is.
Is it really? No.
I mean, they made three Despicable Me's and Minions.
That's all right. That's enough, isn't it? That'll do.
You know.
They could do like the Mario movie and then spin off of that, they'll do Toads. And that'll be like the Minion version of it and just be like
they're always looking for the next Minions.
Yeah.
like Mario's good, but you got any Minions in there? Like, well, we kind of did a film with, we did a game with these Rabbids. What? Let's get them in.
When's the Overwatch Netflix series though? That's got to happen.
That'd be amazing.
That'd be good.
Ooh.
Be into that.
Do you think if they don't sell all the Minion toys, they'll just stick toadstools on their heads? resell them all the plushies?
Paint the top of their heads.
Introducing Mintoads.
The Minion thing. Is terrible. I don't know. Like, if you've ever used one of your parents' Facebook, but I was fixing my mum's computer.
What?
I was fixing my mum's computer. She was
my
like,
parents do have Facebook.
No, my mum's on Facebook, but I was fixing her computer, and I just went, loaded up her browser, and it was her Facebook. The thing
it's
was
full
on
of
there.
Filth.
Yeah, that's a grot. Karen Murphy's loving her grot.
Just Minion porn.
But like, on her Facebook, it's just like Minion memes after Minion memes. And it's like, some of the minions, like, it just doesn't make any sense.
It's basically, where is, like, this coming from, though? There has to be a source.
I don't know. Like, one of them, I saw one that my auntie had shared onto my mum's wall, which was just like a minion, like, jumping in the air, like, punching the air. It was just like, respect our servicemen. And I was just like, what?
These multi-purpose ones. Yeah. It's like a minion, like, smiling, and it's like, take down rotten Hillary.
Yeah.
It's like, what is this?
Like, a minion never voted in Trump, and neither should you. And he's just there with his thumbs up. Yeah, but, like, it was like, respect our servicemen. And it was like, shit. And then that was shared from a group that was like, the UK armed forces are the best in the world, or something like that. And it's just like, how did that? Because someone's made that, man. Unless there's some mad automated machine or something like that.
I think your mum's behind it.
Yeah. Well, she's vice president of the Minion Association. Yeah.
Meme club.
Yeah.
But it's weird, isn't it?
Because I see him a lot online, but just it's in that in meme form. And yeah. I assume it's like everyone's self-aware that it's
people
a joke.
Seem to love them. I mean, I've not actually seen any Despicable Me or Minions, but people seem, they keep making them.
Yeah. I think they're ugly as hell.
I saw a poster on Topical Road.
They don't look like you.
Yeah, they're different.
I saw a poster on Topical Road that just said, keep calm and Minion on.
It
doesn't make it, doesn't mean anything.
No,
that's just words.
That's something I can imagine you burning down. Yeah. Like, coming back later that night and burning down.
Because it was in the shop that we used to work above. You know, like, where Sunglasses Hut was, where we used to work?
Yes.
And across from that was, like, there's lots of them on Topical Road, like tourist trap places that sell,
yeah,
like,
oh,
and
yeah,
then the,
yeah,
magnets and stuff like that. But I remember passing it once. It was the day after, which one left? Was it Zane the left One Direction first?
I think, oh, I believe so, yes.
Yeah. So it was a One Direction, they used to sell One Direction t-shirts as, yeah, well. And there was this one there, and I basically took a photo of it, and I just really badly just drew, like, an X on his face.
Yeah.
I tweeted something out. It was just like, I think it was just like, oh man, the t-shirt sellers on Topical Road have moved fast. Obviously just a shit joke. And loads of people were just like piling in, just going, that's fake. It's a fake. And it's like, I went down to the shop, it's fake. And this is like, loads of people just like, one of the, you know when people latch onto something being fake and they just go mad? That's what it was.
I love you, them being like, it's fake, it's fake. It's like, yeah, I know, I edited the photo.
Yeah.
Sorry, didn't mean to jump you. Stay strong and Minion on, buddy.
Yeah. Respect the service, man.
Yeah. Respect the service, man. I think, like, there's this weird thing where people don't read stuff. Like, Brian Altano, one of our colleagues, tweeted this amazing thing, which was like, it's like a stupid, like, Star Wars joke about Dengar, like this, like, mad Star Wars character.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But he basically was like, oh, hey guys, just had the, it's like, you know, this is a silly joke, which is like, just had the update from EA. And it's like an official thing, and it's like part of it seems official, and then it just starts talking about Dengar. But obviously, people just haven't read it, so all the replies on that tweet are just like, "Oh, can't believe you're sticking up for EA," and it's just like, "Read it, man!" Like, but people just see what they want to see and just go mad.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, it's ridiculous.
But
that's insane. But yeah,
speaking about seeing what you want to see and going mad, The Sinner on Netflix.
All right, yeah, good link.
It's brilliant.
Yeah, I've only watched one episode, but I am. I don't know if I'm hooked because I haven't watched the next one yet, but but I did enjoy it, and yeah.
It's. I'll set it up for you.
Sell it to me.
It's
elevator pitch.
It's an 8-part series with Jessica Biel and Bill Pullman in it.
Minions? How many minions?
Zero.
How many servicemen? So far, have you seen it all, though?
I finished it all.
You finished it? Shit. No minions, though.
Well, I'll be doing a second watch.
That's a real
a minion
sin.
Pass. on it.
It's only 8 episodes, isn't it? So that's good.
It's not enough concise. Time for minions, what you're saying.
What? How many servicemen?
And are they being respected? That's the question. But it's basically this show that I didn't really know anything about. I don't think it's a Netflix original. I think it was on in America, and then Netflix in the UK had bought the rights to it and put it up. And it's based on a book, and something happens in the first episode. It's quite traumatic. Yeah. And it's more of like, it's not a whodunit. It's like, kind of like a whydunit, where you're trying to work out why this woman has done this terrible thing.
Oh, because you were saying you find out, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I wouldn't read any Netflix descriptions, though, because it's mad.
Absolutely.
They
just
tell you things.
It's like 2 lines on every episode of Netflix. I'm like, I read one for episode 7 that just completely spoiled it. And like, my girlfriend was reading it, and I basically did like a stop in the present for being shot. No. It's like, no, don't read it. Like,
and then it was too late, and it was like, what you say? Fell to your knees.
But yeah, don't read any Netflix stuff about it. Also, don't Google it, because like one of the first images that comes up, don't Google image search it, because one of the first images that comes up is a spoiler. So that's good.
That's mad.
But it's basically like, it reminds me of True Detective in a way, where there's like this weird seedy world good that you're getting like a little glimpse into, and you're trying to figure out what's going on. Episode 7, I know we talked about episode 7 of Stranger Things being like one of the worst episodes people hated. Episode 7 of this is one of the most satisfying episodes of TV, because just like everything you've been thinking coming together in one episode.
Oh, nice.
It's brilliant.
I love those episodes.
Yeah, it's
it
really
seems
good.
Like the kind of thing I might just get through at the weekend.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's the thing.
How many episodes did you say it was? Eight?
Eight episodes. Yeah.
Like it was like this, 5 minutes as well.
It was this was the first time for ages that I remember like it rolling through and I'm feeling guilty. Like when Netflix finishes and it rolls through to the next episode and like my girlfriend just lying it, because we said like, okay, this is the last episode, we've got to go to bed. It's like 2 o'clock in the morning. And then it's like Sunday night and it's rolling through into episode 5 automatically. And two of us is like lying in silence. It's like no one wants to be like, I should probably turn it off. But like, oh, it's already started now. Just guess we should watch it out of respect for the serviceman. It's the first time I felt like that with a show for a while, which is like, I need to see all of this.
But my last one like that was American Vandal.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I had a whole day planned.
Yeah.
And then just, yeah, same thing. Like, episodes kept running the next one. And then get to the last two or three, you're like, I can't stop now.
I did that with Mindhunter. I pretty much watched it. Yeah, I pretty much watched it in a day and a half.
I spaced that out over, like, 2 weeks. It was too intense. I couldn't do it.
I think I had a long weekend. I booked, like, Monday and Friday off. I did it in a day. Didn't even do it in four.
Didn't need to take the day off. So that's good, didn't it? This next bit I just realised is going to be really hard, because neither of you like Run the Jewels, do you?
No.
Yeah, good.
Anyway, feedback.
Well, Joe and I are massive fans of Run the Jewels, and they did like a FIFA tournament last week, and the idea was that you could play in the FIFA tournament and the two best people out of the two different tournaments got to play in the final being coached by the two people from Run the Jewels, LP and Killer Mike.
Are they good at FIFA? Yeah. Oh, right.
But I can't believe you guys don't listen to Run
really
the Jewels.
Well, I can, because I don't like their music.
So you know who they are then, at least?
Yeah, I know who they are, yeah. I remember seeing when they had the Video Game Awards like a year or two ago.
Yes.
And I thought, what is this? This is awful.
Well, you need a new band to start listening to, mate.
I think it was a really awkward performance, because obviously everyone was just seated and they're trying to hype people up with some rap music.
But I love them, and like they're really into like movies and video games and stuff. So last week I got to go see them and got to go to this FIFA thing and chat to Killer Mike afterwards. And it was this weird thing where
anyone calls himself Killer Mike.
It's because he kills with his lyrics the microphone.
Which one's Killer Mike?
What do you mean, which one is Killer Mike?
The one
with blood on his hands.
I know nothing about it.
I'll tell you something about Run the Jewels. They respect servicemen.
Do you still have to get teardrops tattooed on your face if you kill with lyrics?
Yeah.
Because he'd be covered.
You still have to get a teardrop tattoo if you respect servicemen.
I hear they kill all their fans.
No, it's a minion tattoo.
Make them wear hats.
But also, I run into a really nice IGN UK podcast fan and and Prepared to Try fan as well, which is really good. But it was funny because I got to talk to him, Killer Mike. I've never interviewed a musician before. So I like, went backstage at Brixton Academy, which is pretty exciting. It was some funny cigarettes being smoked back there, because it was a smell of a party. Let me tell you.
Cigars?
No. Funnier.
Big ass.
Funnier. The blow up at the end.
Some funny cigarettes. Squirted water. They're mad.
There was a party atmosphere backstage.
And, balloons, yeah.
Yeah. Cake. All right.
Cake. Yeah, I get you. Say no more, fam.
Fam.
I hear you loud and clear.
But it was interesting talking to a rap artist. And I said, like, I was like, oh, you know, we ask everyone, like, what their favorite movies are and stuff. And he didn't disappoint in the sort of stereotype thing. He's just
I could guess.
Go on.
It's going to be Scarface, isn't it?
Yeah. He said Casino, Goodfellas. But then he goes...
they're good films, don't get me wrong.
They are good films, yeah, yeah. But then, to be fair, he did drop an awesome one where you just, like, he started talking
Minions,
about...
Minions, they respect service.
Despicable Me. It's not going to be true. Wasn't really a fan of the third. Yeah, I think the next one, they kind of need to go back to its roots. You know, really strip it back and find out what we really loved about Despicable Me 1, and then, you know, really revisit that kind of theme.
Get back to the banana. That was good. Yeah. One of the best jokes in the series.
It's all right saying it, but they've really got to show the respect for the service, man.
Sometimes I wonder if they were supposed to have one at all. But then he drops like a film that I didn't expect him to say, which is really good. But you can listen to that right now.
Cheers for speaking to me, man. I know, I'm sure if you, when you come to London and stuff, everybody probably just like, hey, Ron the Jewels are in town. I want to speak to them.
Yeah, what we do a lot of press here. What we got a lot of love here. Yeah, we get a lot of love here. So, I can't get mad that people like you.
What's your favorite thing about coming to London?
Usually by the time we get to London, we've been through the rest of Europe.
Okay. It's like a party then.
This
is
it is. And Amsterdam is, I have a lot of fun in Amsterdam. So by the time I get to London, usually I haven't had enough sleep. I've gotten too high. I've possibly drank and I just need some nurturing.
You
so
got too high? Come on, man. I'm not believing that.
Too high. And there's a big, you know, just the people are great here. The food is great here. My grandfather, my grandfather ate a London style breakfast virtually every morning.
Really?
Of course, I didn't know what the hell it was. I was just like, Grandpa eats fucking beans in the mornings. But so it always feels good, to be honest. That first morning I wake up and I'm able to grab a London style breakfast here. And, you know what I mean? It makes me think about my grandparents and shit. So I enjoy coming to London for that reason and many more. But that is it. Like, and people, I understand the way people talk here. Like, you know, because so much of where I come from, our accent is it's more directly connected to you guys than other parts of the United States.
See, the other way around for us, because like we grew up watching, like I'm from Wales, I'm not from England, I'm from like Wales, a little tiny place. But like we grew up watching like American stuff, so when you speak to an American person, be like, oh, this is how I want to speak, this is how I think people should speak.
Well, just able to understand people, like you know where we're from, people say, when you say words like reckon or mind your step, they say you're ignorant, they think you're uneducated. So it's good to be in a place where, you know, the way you speak is accepted and you aren't laughed at about it. Yeah. Once you do press in New York and people start giggling while you're talking, you realize maybe I do speak a little differently. Yeah.
What about tea, man? Are you a big tea guy?
I'm from the South. We drink sweet tea and we drink it cold.
Okay.
That's the difference. But we are big on tea in the South. We're big on sweet tea and it happens to be cold. And people put different things in it. Some people put mint in it. Some people make theirs extra lemony. My grandmother, as a kid, my dad's mom, would have me put a bunch of tea bags in a huge old pickle jar that she washed out.
Yeah.
And those bags would take 3-4 hours to really soak into it. And then she sweetened it and lemon it herself. So I like tea, but, you know.
See, I was going to criticize the fact that you have sweet tea, but that sounds amazing.
Yeah, you should try it. It's nice. Like, sweet tea is good. Warm or cold, sweet tea is good. You know what else we have in the South? It's a dying art, but there's a thing called a tea cake.
Okay.
You guys may call it a biscuit or something, but it's a cookie.
Yeah.
But it almost is zesty and lemony, like a pound cake almost. But it's a firm cookie. That's something that we retained in the South, too. Yeah. I had one the other day, and I called my sister, and I took a picture and showed it. Like, yo, I found fucking tea cakes because our grandmother died 5 years ago. So I got to take my sister some tea cakes.
Oh, that's awesome, man.
Yeah, so I like coming. In a word, I like this country. You know, Europe's a pretty cool pick. Could have put a cool place.
Period. Awesome. And like, have you played Brixton Academy before?
I don't know if you played Brixton before. I get high and I forget. And I think that helps because every experience becomes new to me. But I'm looking forward to back-to-back nights tonight. You know,
I feel like that with booze as well. Like sometimes when I'm in a bar and people are like, I'm like, this is a really nice bar. And like, you know, we've been here like 4 times.
Nah. I'm having fun that day for that day. Tomorrow we clear the hard drive, we're off to tomorrow. I don't forget shit about my wife and kids. That's about it. Everything else subject to stoner, have stoner memory.
Yeah, that's good. You should probably not forget about your wife and kids. You should probably keep
that
locked
in. Yeah, you definitely want to do
that. And everything else is fun.
Exactly. But I don't think we play Brixton Academy.
Yeah.
And I'm excited to play it. I'm excited so many people here tonight. And,
yeah.
You know, back to back, the fact that London hasn't gotten tired of us and we've grown and not bored of us means something. Because, you know, this part of the world is pretty fucking cool without Run the Jewels even. So it's good to cool people fuck with us. You know?
I feel like you fit in pretty well in London.
Yeah, I like it. I like it. I like it. It's a place they're used to seeing black people, so that's always comforting.
So I work for a video games and movies website.
Gotcha.
So, like IGN. So, like, what do you guys play a lot of video games on the road?
I used to. I don't anymore, but I have video gamers in my house. My son and nephew, are there, and, yeah. and because they're there, video games are there's a game in every room.
Yeah,
I have not allowed one in the living room as of yet. I refuse to.
Really,
I'm not going to give up my fucking living room. They don't pay any mortgage, but I mean, if they had it their way, there'd be a gaming system in the bathroom. But yeah. there's one in all the kids' rooms. There's an empty one that I won't open in my bedroom that the yeah. boys I know have opened and played at some point. But yeah, gaming is cool. But, you know, for me, I loved gaming growing up. And at some point, I think I decided I just stopped gaming because I had to focus and get a record deal because I wasn't going to be a drug dealer forever.
But you guys have done a lot of, like, you know, your soundtrack's been on, like, FIFA, like the football game. You've yep. been on, like, Gears.
Yeah.
Like, the stuff
popped
you guys
up on
did
Madden
with
Big Boy.
Yeah.
I think our sound lends itself to gaming. I think it's dope. It's epic. I think it's you know, I think it can be movie-like, and I think that fits. Like, when I'm playing, like, you got to think about it. When you're playing a game, you want to hear the shit you like or yeah. something in the vein of. And so, I mean, it feels like Run the Jewels fans are into it, you know, and, yeah. I'm glad because I like being on, you know, things like that. I like yeah. popping up, checking out a friend playing, and all of a sudden I hear me coming up, I say, oh shit, you know.
Oh, that's my song?
Exactly.
Oh, God, awkward.
That's exciting, you know.
So what kind of stuff do you do when you're traveling then? Like, you must have, like, Netflix on the go and stuff like that.
Yeah, we got that stuff, and that's cool. Definitely movies. I like movies. When I'm running around with Big Boy, kids hanging out with him, or like, do around with him, there's more gaming and movies. With Elle and us, it's kind of like more music and movies.
Okay.
So either we're watching something or we're listening to something, like yeah. old records. Like, you know, we came in the other day, did an hour of Motown on the ride from the airport, you know, yeah. things of that nature. So yeah, music and movies is always good to pass time. And then, you know, you call your family, talk shit, FaceTime allows you to do some shit
yeah.
too. Yeah.
What was the last film you saw that really sort of did it for you?
The last film I saw that really did it for me. We haven't been able to see a film in a long time.
What? But, you haven't seen Thor Ragnarok yet?
No, I have not. What we've been able to do, though, is have the buses here are
yeah.
loaded with movies.
Okay.
In a way they aren't in America. So I got a chance to rewatch A Bronx Tale.
Oh, nice.
Got a chance to rewatch Goodfellas.
Yeah.
Got a chance to rewatch Casino.
Yeah.
And so those movies I like, you know, in the subject matter on the gangster stuff, but they just look beautiful.
Yeah.
So that, and I started watching Lobster, which was fucking insane.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, I can't run. It's I gotta so finish good. It because we were coming in right as it. But Lobster is, whoo, get high, do some shrooms, you know what I mean? And watch that movie. That's a fucking psyched out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd love that you'd be watching Lobster, and then you came in to do a show, and you'd be like, that's gonna be on your mind while you're on
yeah,
stage.
Yeah, like straight up.
It's on my mind now, and I've already seen it.
So that shit is nuts, man.
Amazing.
Like, straight up.
Well, dude, thank you so much for talking to me.
Thank you, I really appreciate you guys. No, thank you.
Is that actually going in this?
Yeah.
Yeah, doing a drop. You see killer mic drop? Although that does kind of sound like you're doing a killer mic drop.
Oh.
Not killer mic drop.
Well, I've created
Dale, can you do this right now, please?
Another thing we can do right now, please. This little game that I like to call Keyword Countdown.
Keyword Countdown. Time for Keyword Countdown. It's Keyword Countdown. Time for Keyword Countdown. It's Keyword Countdown.
Is that segue gonna work?
Stop fucking up my segues. When you do it, when you think you can do a good segue, you chime in, mate. I mean, you do jack shit though. So,
did you hear the urban myth that the guy who made segues died on a segue in a segue accident? Allegedly, he rode it off a cliff.
I never heard the word segue said so much.
Apparently, he rode it off a cliff.
No, he didn't.
A segue, yeah.
No, he didn't.
I might look that up.
No,
that's
come on.
A terrible segue.
Let's all stay it in.
Okay, here we go.
If
you don't know what Keyword Countdown is, IMDb categorized their films by a bunch of crazy keywords.
He's doing weird faces at me again.
What are you doing?
Oh, I just want to.
Feel like a kiss tongue.
I just want to drill you into the ground with this now.
What I've done.
Don't come at me.
And by me. Oh, shit. I need to find this guy's name. Talk some more smack.
Talk more smack. Should we have a rap battle?
Have a rap battle.
I'm really
Is anyone else, basically, in the office recently, we've been really getting into this. I saw it a good few months ago for the first time. It's a clip that Paul McCartney did
for
Meat Free Mondays, which is a little movement It's called, if you need to find it, it's called Urgent Call to Action. From Paul McCartney.
That's not and urgent, is it?
No. And he starts off, he's just repeating the message, you know, good, let's go meet free on Mondays, as you could probably guess. But then it turns into
which
some
is good.
Sort of,
like, I feel like
turns into some sort of bizarre Rastafarian rhythm he starts adding to it. This is, it is known that he is one of the greatest songwriters of all time.
It is known, is it?
It is known. And he comes in with this bizarre little Rastafarian number and then ends it with, I can't even replicate it. Rory, how does he do it at the end?
Dean Kamen, creator of the Segway.
He doesn't do that.
Paul accidentally McCartney. Steered his Segway off a 30-foot cliff into a river while riding on his estate and died.
That's not true.
It's true. He died from a Segway. He died
from a
Segway
accident. Paul McCartney and this, he says, visit Meat Free Mondays. That was a terrible accent, wasn't it? Yeah. And he goes, can you do it right now, please? And then holds. I'm not doing the claps and the clicks, yeah. But I'm sure Dale can drop in the actual clip here.
Pledge.meatfreemondays.com. 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 You can do it right now, please.
It's a big header for Dale.
You really wanted this in the show this week, didn't
it's
you?
Good. It's my favourite thing this week, and it happened a while ago, but...
All right, I found the guy. It's from Prince Y, so at P. Kofi on Twitter, who is a God-fearing gooner. You'll be happy to know.
Well, North London Derby tomorrow. We'll see who's laughing.
Who do you think is going to win?
I never predict that because those days are filled with
fanny.
Dread.
Because you're a big fanny.
Is that allowed?
Yeah. Anyway, well done, Prince. He's written a really good keyword countdown for us this week. Yeah, his name's Prince. I don't know.
Not the actual Prince.
No, the actual Prince did not write keyword countdown this week. So what Prince has done is taken 5 films, 10 keywords each, and you guys have to guess what the film is and also what the link between all the films is.
I feel like Cardi's going to win.
No, don't say that.
You don't know that.
You've seen every film ever and ranked them.
No, I haven't. I haven't seen Despicable Me.
Okay, ready?
Oh, you're missing out. Is it Despicable Me?
Film number one.
Purple Rain.
Camera shot from inside human body. Love it.
The Fantastic Voyage.
What was that, your belly rumbling?
Wasn't mine.
Biohazard.
Resident Evil.
Flubber.
Bully comeuppance.
Planet of the Apes.
Title spoken by character. Choking on a peanut.
What is this?
3 against 1.
This is
cut in half by train.
That should really be a clue, that shouldn't it? Ant-Man.
The best one so far is choking on a peanut. I would have got it. I've got it from that.
It's easy to say when you have the film.
It is easy to
Mrs.
say.
Mrs. Doubtfire? Yeah. No, that's it. That's
Caught in the Rain.
Cut in half by a train, Mrs. Doubtfire.
Would have been good, wouldn't it?
Scene after end credits.
That was my stomach that time.
Final. Thanks for keeping us with
I'm going to go and assume it was also the first time.
It might have been.
Final clue, Hell's Kitchen.
Oh. Daredevil.
It is Daredevil.
Oh,
I never saw it.
It's not as bad as everyone says it is.
Like, is Ben Affleck a better Daredevil or Batman?
Ooh, Batman. That's a good question. Yeah, you think so? But you like him.
I haven't seen Daredevil, so I can't comment.
I don't know if it is worth watching.
No, I don't feel well.
Yeah, that's all right.
But
let's find this one.
Colin Farrell makes a really good Bullseye.
Does he?
I feel like.
Does he look? I've seen still. He looks absolutely mad in it. But that was your stomach.
That was mine. Yeah.
We all go and join in, you guys.
Let's all get some food after this. How about that? Here we go. Film number 2. Rogue Agent.
Mission Impossible.
Laser Sight.
Mission Impossible 2.
Ampersand in title.
Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Ooh, good guess.
But Mission Impossible wasn't.
Night and Day.
Reference to Captain America.
Captain America Winter Soldier.
Imagine if that was it.
Yeah.
Character repeating someone else's dialogue. In betweequel.
That's not a real word, is it?
Well, on IMDb it is. So I guess it's it.
That's law, is it? IMDb's law?
Camera focus on female butt. Even if I knew it, I wouldn't want to say it, because it sounds like I got it from that.
That's a good point.
Surprised you were in end credits.
These are hard.
They are.
Yeah.
Muscle Man. Final clue. Custom car.
Fast and Furious?
Which one?
Fast and Furious 7.
Fast and Furious
4. Fast and Furious.
Why did it take you so long?
I can't think of any more numbers.
Was that one called just 6? What was that one called?
I'm not getting it.
I think that was just called Fast and Furious 6. Yeah. There you go. Well done, Powers. 1 point each.
Ooh, one guess each.
Here we go. Oh, this is hard.
Help if you've seen the films, wouldn't it?
Here we go.
So here we don't go.
Yeah, good.
That would imply you were ready.
Here we go.
Okay.
Belief in hell.
Hellboy.
Yeah. Nailed it. These are hard. They're good, though. Bare-chested male. Putting out a cigarette in food.
Glorious Bastards.
Reference to Donald Trump.
Ooh, really? Home Alone 2?
Yeah, he's in that.
Mother searches son's room. That's a biggie.
What?
Spider-Man Homecoming?
Father dances with daughter.
Get out.
Little Miss Sunshine?
Prozac. No.
Requiem for a Dream? No. That's nonsense.
Bicycle Lock.
I feel like I haven't seen this.
No, I don't think I've seen this either. This is a tough one.
E.T.
Character name in title.
E.T. would have been
What's eating Gilbert Graham?
I don't think you're going to get this. The film was We Need to Talk About Kevin.
Oh, I have seen that. I love that film.
It's good, isn't it?
It's really good. Why weren't any of the clues like crossbow or school? What's going on?
Killed with an arrow.
I didn't hear that one.
Oh, maybe I didn't read that
one. I didn't read that out.
Oh, for God's sake.
Oh, sorry, I thought I said that.
Well, I know what the link is.
Oh, sorry, I thought I said that.
I already know what the link is.
Do you?
Yeah.
Don't say it. Sorry.
Because I had that film lined up, because I thought that was the link, and none of these clues related.
Sorry, guys.
Oh, I missed one in round two. Fast and Furious. Quick and aggressive.
Is that a good one-all at the moment?
It's one-all.
Boring it.
It's fine.
You guys might be able to tell that.
It's perfect for the audience.
Yeah, it is.
All it means is one round could just smash someone in the lead.
You might have guessed we all went out last night. Film number 4. Sequel to a reboot.
Dark Knight.
Alien.
Prometheus.
Flashback within a flashback.
Aliens.
Alien Covenant.
I was going to guess.
Back within a flashback.
Independence Day.
Resurgence.
Spider-Man 2.
To JFK.
X-Men Days of Future Past.
In bathtub with clothes on.
Oh, Nice Guys. Not Nice Guys.
Quantum of Solace.
Raised middle finger.
How is it not Nice Guys? Are you sure you're reading it? Is it Nice Guys?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Young version of character.
Another Superman?
Yes.
Oh, shit.
Well done. If you know what the link is, then you're as upset with I am that is in it.
Yeah.
How many points did he get for that one? Is that 2?
He got...
3?
Oh. Sorry, our printer's not working today, so I've got to do this from my phone. Yeah. He got 4 points for that.
Really?
4 points, my ass. Wow. That's madness.
Here we go. Film number 5.
Mad, isn't it?
Remake of cult film.
Conan the Barbarian.
Yes!
Fuck off.
You got a first try!
Conan!
So, Carter, you've guessed the link then.
Justice League.
Yeah. Well done.
I hate this game.
That's the thing.
Batman and Superman seemed a bit mad.
Yeah, to have in there. That's the thing, because I saw the link, but I hadn't checked it because we had to come in here really quickly. So yeah. I saw the link and it was like, oh, they all feature a member from the Justice League. Yeah. But then I just saw the fucking Batman vs Superman was in it. And I was like, that's shit.
Unlucky, Rory.
Unlucky. But okay, the other ones for that. Starts with narration, interracial friendship, righteous rage, swallowing a key, passionate kiss, impalement, evil sorcerer, character name and title, barbarian. Well done, Cardi. Do you know you joined the illustrious crew of people who've managed to guess on the first try?
Yeah, I feel very proud.
You should feel proud. You should feel very proud.
Good.
Will that make you forget that I read out? I did forgot to read out the kill with an arrow.
I'm over it now.
Yeah.
We need to talk about Kevin's a good film.
It's really good, isn't it?
Yeah.
Ooh. Doesn't get the respect it deserves. Powers, well done.
Yeah. Not really, but
well, you guess what?
Appreciate it.
Hey.
It's been a tough week, guys. Buddy. You know, I really needed that. I needed that win.
It has been a tough week, isn't it?
Oh.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Not made any easier by the loot box system enforced in Battlefront.
Powers, you read it. Oh, it says Gabriel, the first one. Hi, guys. Jack from Cardiff. Hello, Jack.
A Cardiff boy.
What, from Bangalore?
Now living in East London. Mate, almost the same here. I live in South East London. So the other week, I was working at the SSE arena in Wembley when just as the show was about to begin, who should I see but a large proportion of the IGN team? I really want to come and say hi and thank you guys for the podcast, but unfortunately, I have my hands full with a 20-strong group of guys on a stag do. What was he doing if he's working at the thing? Is he like a stripper? Is he a male escort? Not only were they on a stag do, all of them were dressed as famous wrestlers and very, very drunk. Nah. I spent the vast majority of my night herding the groom to be dressed as Finlay of Finlay and Hornswoggle fame and his mate dressed as Ultimate Warrior out of trouble and trying to find tape because Ultimate Warrior's belt kept falling down. What? So long story short, I was better than meeting you guys by hammered Ultimate Warrior's baggy belt. What is your job at the Wembley Arena? Like, is that a job? I'm not a go. Just a thing. Yeah, you guys went to the wrestling the other day.
Yeah. Oh,
I didn't. You didn't. I mean,
you did.
I actually had a dream last night that
MLK
that me and my brother were training to become professional wrestlers.
Oh, what was your wrestling name? Because that's what literally what he says.
I think
Sheamus is taken.
We were just known as the brothers.
The brothers.
The brothers.
It's not as bad as some names in the WWE.
You've got a surname called Powers, and you went with the brothers.
Could have gone the Powers brothers if you want.
Really fixated on the brothers angle, aren't you?
Like, that's a hook. That's the hook.
Is it?
The whole thing was one of us was supposed to be good and one of us was supposed to be bad.
Which one were you?
I was the bad one.
Yep.
Okay. But then the dream ended with him being like, I don't want to do this anymore. And I was like, well, I can't be the brothers by myself. I was like, and I'm just bad now.
You're just the
I'm
brother.
I'm just an evil brother. Like, that doesn't work, Colin. And he's like, well, I'm stopping. I was like, well, I guess I'll stop too. And then I woke up. So. Yeah.
So. I'd like to see you guys wrestle.
That'd be fun. Yeah. I used to wrestle when I was younger.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I had a Mexican wrestling mask. Yeah.
El huero. El brother. El hermano. No,
yeah, go on. Yeah. Get it right.
Get it right.
El brothero. So a couple of questions then from Jack. How did you find the wrestling?
It was amazing, man. That was my first time ever at a WWE show.
Yeah.
It was so much fun.
I was so intrigued to go.
Yeah, that's the thing. I feel like
I have no interest in wrestling. I find it absolutely bizarre.
You'd love
but
it.
To be there, I probably, yeah, I would.
It's a good laugh.
It's really easy to get, like, really into the spirit of it.
I've been a couple of times now with Dale as well, obviously, which was massively into. We got to go to SummerSlam this year, which is amazing. And, like, yeah, like, being at SummerSlam with Dale was one of my highlights of this job because he just had such a good time, but also ensured that I had a good time. And we were betting as well, which he still never paid me for. Ha ha, Dale. Apparently he paid
and
me.
And you did some work.
And he paid me pretty quickly after the bet and I just forgot. I would say, like, if you can ever get decent price tickets to the rest, it is worth going just for
they come over it quite a lot, don't they?
Yeah, they talk quite a lot now, yeah. I think it goes... I'm pretty sure this is right, but I'm pretty sure that the UK audience is like the second after US. Like, it's huge in the UK.
That's crazy.
Yeah, like,
it was a big state because it was at the
Wembley Arena.
Wembley Arena, and it was full. Like, it was packed.
Well, the so they do this at WrestleMania. A lot of fans travel for WrestleMania, and the Raw after WrestleMania is like, not traditionally, but yeah, like every year, basically, like a lot of that is British people go into the Raw after WrestleMania, because obviously they're out there, they might as well. So there's always a lot of British people at the Raw after WrestleMania, which is because lots of people travel out there. Also, if each of you had to pick a wrestling name, what would it be and why?
Well, the brothers.
I think El Hermano is cooler.
El Hermano. Yeah.
The evil Spanish brother.
I don't know. Well, you sound to have your name, and
well,
I got a vacancy open at the El Hermanos, by the way. So if any of you guys want to hop on, I need a good guy.
Not interested. I feel like you've got to trade off. They usually trade off like one bit of your personality, I think.
Oh, Mad Ed.
What did you trade off? Head?
Mad. No, we all have heads. So
it's like you're very tame. So you're like,
what? When I think of Cardi, what do I think of?
But don't answer that.
But sometimes it can be something that you like.
Okay, I'll just be like, there will be blood. That'll be my name.
There you go. The Oil Man.
The Oil Man.
Yeah, you're the Oil Man. That's good. You can do that. I don't know what mine would be. It'd have to be Welsh.
Welshy.
Well, no, maybe I just go all out on the tea thing and just be like...
Teabagger.
Like a British gent. Like, I go out and I just like make everyone a cup of tea and stuff like that.
Geraint the Giant. There we go.
I'm 5'9".
Yeah, it's ironic.
It's ironic, yeah. Like Biggie Smalls, yeah.
But thank you, Jack. Anyway, he says, keep up the good work. Been listening to the show since the very beginning, and it keeps getting better.
Amazing.
What does that say?
So he said it's got better in the last 3 months.
He says it keeps getting better, so that's technically what he says.
Good, yeah.
Thank you very much, Jack. Good. Also, let us know what your job is, man.
Yeah.
I want to know what it is. Cardi.
Oh, yep. Let me unlock my phone, seeing as we are out
of
principle.
It's a whole different show without pages, isn't it?
It's weird, isn't it?
I just love the touch of paper.
Fresh paper,
Go on.
This is from James from Stoke. Love the podcast and couldn't make it to podcast 400, so I've been thinking of a way to say thank you for all the hard work. That's nice.
Oh.
He's an avid home brewer.
Ooh.
I've never made my own beer. Have you made your... Well, you have made
your
own
beer.
It's basically poison.
He's saving up to buy some upgraded equipment to make it easier. I know you've mentioned Brewdog Punk IPA, maybe your favourite beer. We do drink that a lot. Those and the Ronies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Please let me know what your preference would be and I'll make you a batch and send some samples your way. I'm always brewing a few different things, and a stout is next, so I can include some of them.
None of us drink stout.
No, well, I don't mind a stout, but I don't want him to send me stout.
Be grateful.
I'll take a stout.
What are the regular podcast crew's favourite beers beside Ronies? It would be great if you could try them on the podcast, especially if Brian Altano is in town anytime soon.
Jim's in town soon. I'd like to get Altano on the podcast.
It'd be good.
It'd be good, wouldn't it?
I think it'd be good. And he's good to drink with as well, because I've drunk with him a couple of times. And he's a laugh. Loves a cocktail, that boy.
Really? Does he? Yeah.
Well, me and Rory had a great night this week. Me and Rory were just sipping these drinks, and we were like, what's this nice cocktail? It's called a Gamora. We were at a Marvel Lego event. We were sipping Gamoras. Yeah. And then Lucy James, she popped up again on this podcast from GameSpot, came over and said, guys, you don't know those are just cosmopolitans. And we were like, yeah. Great drink.
Couple of Cosmos with the boys. Yeah,
we a couple of Gamoras with the boys. It's fine.
We drank them dry.
Favorite beers? Well, like, Punk IPA we drink quite a lot.
Punk IPA is good.
I'm a huge fan of Brooklyn. Sierra Nevada, I really
like Sierra Nevada.
Good. I've been to the...
Session IPAs are good.
I've been to the Anchor Steam Brewery Company and seen how they make their beers there.
I'm yet to taste a bad Beaver Town. They're all pretty good.
Gamma Ray is pretty
good.
Gamma Ray is good.
I went to a pub the other day, and the guy was like, he had this like other Beaver Town on tap. And
it's
like,
excuse you. Me.
And I was like, can I get a pint of that? And he was like, we only sell it in like two-third pints but if you want to buy a pint of it, it's like £7.80.
What?
And I was like, why? He's like, it's like 7.8%. Like,
but it goes down easy.
And I was thinking about it, and I was going to a gig, I was going to see LCD Sound System, and I was like, how pissed do I want to be? And I was like, I'll just stick to the Gamma Ray. Yeah. And like, I think Gamma Ray is probably my favorite.
I think
beer.
As a rule, we all just an IPA is a safe.
We're drinking Midway last night. Yeah. That's the Goose Island.
If you are going to be so kind enough to send us some beer, you can't go wrong with an IPA.
If ever people want to send us beer, that is the thing that I'm
into. Can't do much. Beer, Beyblades.
Beer.
All the bees.
Yeah. Not bees, though.
No.
Don't send us bees
not
anymore.
Again. Stop sending bees.
Well, yeah, it was when we made our own beer, it was really good. I like that. But yeah, if you want to send some beers to us, James from Stowe, you knock yourself out.
Go right ahead. I've got an email here that reads, "Hoi team, haven't sent in much feedback up until now, as I'm pretty sure my emails weren't that interesting."
Is this the one that ends with, "Please read this out"?
Yeah, it does.
We have. It's nice, isn't it?
Don't worry, I understand. Been listening for about 4 or 5 years now. Wow, and I started when I was about 13, but I'm 19 now, so that might make it 6, although there are 400 episodes. It's a lot of numbers in here.
Beautiful mind.
He says, currently in Ghana on my gap year, volunteering with the VSO ICS program, actually doing stuff and not just traveling. The podcast is the highlight of my week. Wondered what podcasts you lot are currently listening to. Gav is trying to edit the document as I'm reading the email. I can see it. He just took that time to write in piss face.
This is why we need to print this out. Yeah. Go on, what's that?
What's the question?
So he's reading out some of his favorite podcasts. He likes the Adam Buxton podcast.
No, there's one before that.
The Piss Face podcast, which I'm sure is legitimate. The Cardi Smells podcast. I'm sure that's,
I didn't write that.
You just made that up.
Accidental Tech podcast, Life Well Wasted, No Such Thing as a Fish. There's a couple different ones.
Someone
down there.
Needs to make
Friday
a good
comedy
podcast that's actually funny about ghosts. That would be good.
Oh, a
supernatural
some,
stuff.
Some sort yeah. of paranormal comedy podcast.
Yeah. To be fair, and obviously you're reading this out because you do another podcast, but I do listen to This Paranormal Life that you do, and it's very good.
Thank you very much, Gavin.
I haven't.
Good. I save him up. I save him up and do like three. I do three as.
We've got the Curse of the Mummy coming up, Cardi. That's your favorite topic.
Is it?
You're always coming in dressed as a pharaoh, doing the hands.
Yeah, you can't do the hands anymore.
Keep doing the hands. Can't keep doing
that. I'm trying to think. I've talked about it before, but I listened to the Ellis James and John Robbins podcast. That's one I listen to all the time. Joe's got me into Last Podcast on the Left.
Yeah. Our rivals. Yeah.
Creeper and Joe.
Yeah, it's just us and them.
If you like football, Creeper and Joe just got me into Quickly Kevin Willie Score, which is a 90s football podcast. That plays a 90s footballers. It's hilarious.
The Ellis James Feast of Football podcast I listen to is really good. It's him and Danny Gabardon talking about it's good. It's really Gabbers. Good. It's actually worth going back and listening to for our World Cup qualifying ones, because I listened to them again the other day because we haven't qualified and I just like being sad. But I listened to
revisiting hope.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, you can listen to it and it's really, really good. And like, if you listen to the Ellis James and John Robbins podcast, Ellis James did a lot. He basically went to every single game that we played in the Euros.
Yeah,
he's doing the thing for BBC Three. So if you listen to the ones where he was there, it's basically like reliving the Euros again.
It's people like rereading old books to see what life was like before the apocalypse.
Yeah, that's basically how I feel about listening to this podcast, because you listen to when, we've got Russia coming up.
Oh, that's going to go well.
If I Were You podcast is really funny, by comedians Jake and Amir. It's just a very funny podcast. It's a advice show where they just enter advice from emails. So it's good. Check it out. That's all mine.
This weird podcast I've got into called Who the Fuck is Gossip Girl? That seems to be going somewhere.
Am I the only one who doesn't have anything to plug?
Plug? What are you talking about? Just bringing up.
Why aren't you doing a Spurs podcast? Is there a Spurs podcast?
There probably is. I'm not listening. What am I going to gain from that? I know what's going on.
Then make it and host it.
I don't know.
Well, if you could make a podcast about one thing, what would you do?
I'd probably just make it a film, wouldn't I? Just run through a different film on my list each week in detail.
What would you do, though?
We'd just say, so we'd start at one and we'd go down the list. So there'll be 40 minutes on There'll Be Blood, decompressing that. And then,
there's no tension, though, if you go down from one.
Yeah.
Yeah, you but start I'm limiting myself if I start at 150 because it ends at one. I could just keep going for hundreds and just adding films to the bottom.
And then what happens if you change the list and you get a new favourite?
It's not, set in stone, is it?
I'm pulling my investment. I don't believe in this project anymore.
I've always wanted to do a podcast.
He's doing the face again.
I've always wanted to do a podcast called My First Time.
All right.
I always wanted to do a podcast called The Cherry Poppin' Podcast.
Jesus Christ.
I want to do a podcast called My First Time, where you get someone, because it's mainly from hanging out with you, because sometimes you mention like a film that you haven't seen.
Yeah.
Mm. Or a TV show that you haven't seen. And I feel like I know you pretty well, and I know that you're going to love that thing. And it's like, oh, Paul, you got to watch Father Ted. And like, I kind of want to do a thing where you speak to someone before they've done the thing.
Yeah.
So it could be like watching a TV show, listening to an album, like something like that.
And having sex. Yeah.
Yeah. You could do it, but it's more watching and enjoying things. But I'm not saying you can't watch and enjoy sex.
I'm saying you can't watch sex.
Oh, Paris, you're going to love this.
You're going to love watching sex.
But yeah, and then like you interview them before, you maybe ask like, you know, same five questions, ask them to make predictions and stuff as well, which is kind of like the Gossip Girl podcast that I do. That's what Kate and Annie I do the podcast with, because they're making me watch all of Gossip Girl, and they've asked me questions like right at the beginning, to make predictions on what I think Gossip Girl is and how different that's going to be by the end.
Yeah,
I feel like it's a cool thing to be like, okay, you're going to go watch all of Father Ted. We interview you before and what you think Father Ted is, and afterwards, you know, you talk about how...
Book me in.
Yeah. I think that's a good idea for a podcast.
I had a really similar idea for a podcast I always wanted to make.
Yeah.
And the name of the podcast is 10 Beers Deep.
Okay.
So you get someone on and you talk for half an hour about like a, you know, a sensitive subject in politics or like current affairs or just something newsworthy.
The business.
And then you take a little break halfway through the podcast and you drink 10 beers and then come back and do the second half and continue the conversation.
That's good.
10 Beers Deep. That's the name of the podcast.
Yeah, I'm into that. I like that.
Yeah.
Oh, George, you got any?
Meat Free Mondays. I know what the jingle will be.
You can do it.
Take it away, Paul.
Like, that's the thing that I think there's, I feel like a lot of people, I see a lot of people who I follow and stuff like that just starting a podcast and like without any kind of hook to it. And I think all the podcasts, most of the podcasts I like have got some kind of hook on it. And you like, that's because I stopped listening to this X-Files podcast I really like, mostly because they used to have fucking Devin Faraci on all the time. But I stopped listening to that because it was a hook at the beginning where they were going to watch every X-Files episode. But then it was like, it wasn't really doing anything funny other than just recounting what happened in the episode.
No, just chatting,
And it's like a lot of the episodes as well sometimes were longer than what the X-Files episode was. And I was just like, I just have
a weekly one, which is an hour of minion noises, and it's called Respect the Service Man.
But yeah, there we are. By the way, I just realized when I said like, oh yeah, people just starting a podcast just about nothing. That's literally what this podcast is.
That's what we're doing right now.
Yeah.
Anyway, thanks for listening.
Yeah, thank you.
Hope you enjoyed it.
If you want to write into us, you can IGN_UKfeedback@IGN.com.
Enough with the microtransactions.
Please, no more. Like, we're not gonna.
We're not talking about.
If you like, Joe loves talking about them. So if you want to at him on Twitter @2+2isJoe, he'll talk to you about microtransactions until the bloody cows come home.
Can you please just ask a question to Joe? Microtransactions? Just that.
Microtransactions. Guess it. But thank you very much for listening to the podcast. We'll be back next week.
Bye-bye.
See ya.
Meatfreemondays.com. Pledge.meatfreemondays.com. You can do it right now, please.
Anna Sheridan, New York Times bestselling author of Supernatural Horror. Missing for nearly 6 months now.
That's not possible. Is the compass broken? Or did I turn to the past?
Given the circumstances of her disappearance, someone with a more vivid imagination might decide she'd pierced the veil, so to speak.
Weak radio signal. 700 meters. Closing fast.
There's no place for ghost stories and close encounters in this investigation or any other.
I need you to find me.
To save yourself.
Of course.
What else would it be?
The Shared Tapes, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.